Hello, welcome to episode 6 of Anime and Us Solo. I'm TJ.
And I'm Marcus.
And this is the review show that reviews anime-related shows one episode at a time. Not really, because of Marcus. So we're going...
I need to make that a little spicy, I'm sorry.
It's fine. Going back into Ruby here, episodes 11 and 12, called Jaundice. Alright, so you wanted to talk about something in this one. Later in the episode?
We could talk about it whenever. Probably better later, but whatever.
Alright, so we open up with Cardin fighting Jean, and they're teaching the students about energy levels. Apparently, they have this like phone thing that measures their aura to see how low it is. And in a tournament, when it gets down to red, they have like health bars, essentially.
It's just pure video game.
It's health bars, and when it gets down to red, they're disqualified. Because the tournament's coming up for... where all the schools come here and they have a tournament, so forth and so forth. But that's two seasons away, I think.
Yes, Harry Potter, yes.
If I heard correctly. But let's see here. So Cardin beats the crap out of Jean because Jean sucks. And the Professor Goodwitch, which is just a wizard, essentially.
Isn't her name like Glinda, too?
Glinda Goodwitch.
From Wizard of Oz, correct?
Oh, I guess so. I love
this show. the show is like, yeah, take this from pop culture, take this. Well, I like that.
The show is based on fairy tales. Like,
is Glinda a good witch in a fairy tale?
Well, she's probably based on one of the witches from Grimm fairy tales, because the monsters are called Grimm from, you know, Grimm brothers, Grimm's fairy tales. And Ruby Rose is practically Red White Riding Hood.
Oh my goodness.
And Weiss is the ice princess from fairy tales too.
All went over my head.
Yeah, that's all based on fairy tales.
Okay, so that makes sense later on in the episode. We'll get to... Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah. Wow. Anyway.
I like the show a little bit more now. Okay.
Yeah, after the fight, they're all at lunch. And they're talking about how... Well, Nora had a dream about her and Ren killing monsters. She's lying about it. Each dream, and Ren knows about the dream. Details of the dream.
Yeah, she says it's like they fought two Beowulfs, or like dozens, and he says it was two, and so on and so forth.
And she keeps saying something, and Ren keeps correcting her. But it was all a dream anyway, as they go and sell furs off of somewhere like that. But that's not the point of the episode. The point of the episode is Cardin, the only character from his team that gets a name. But the other character, his teammates have, like, they're drawn. They're not, like, shadows, which is interesting that they decided to draw them but not give them a name.
Yeah, that's very weird.
But, so, Cardin's a bully. And he's bullying... He's been bullying Jean for... There's a bit of a time skip from the last episode here. Because they were still, like, in the first day, the last episode. But now they're, like, a couple weeks in, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, Cardin's been, like, knocking his books out of his hands. Jean has the sword and shield, and the shield expands. He presses the button on the shield so he can't walk through a door. And then they have rocket propeller lockers for some reason. I don't know why.
Yeah, like, is that, like, a skate pod for them or something? Like, why is that a thing?
I don't know, but they can... be when they put numbers in, they go to the designated areas, and Jean gets stuffed in one, and Cardin sends them outside the school somewhere. But it's just showing Cardin's a bully, and all of his friends, Team Juniper and Team Ruby, are like, we'll beat him up if you want. And he's like, no. And I'm not the only one he picks on. And so, and they show him pulling the ears of this girl who's a faunus with bunny ears. And
yeah, he's just two sets of ears, regular human ears on the side, and on top.
She's got bunny ears.
Long brown bunny ears. And that's what I didn't get until you just mentioned based on fairy tales. So, okay.
Well, yeah, it's based on fairy tales, but there's also a species of people, and it's called faunus, and they got, like, animal traits. Like, later on, there's a guy with a monkey tail. There's, mm-hmm. you know, each... If you got, like, an animal part attached to you somewhere, you're a faunus, essentially. So... But Cardin's picking on this girl, and then like, and all Jean's friends says, we hate this person. We hate him. We hate bullies. But yet, this is my problem with this episode. Cardin is pulling this girl's ears, and they just let it happen. They don't do anything.
Yeah, no, he's an open bully, too. Like, he's not hiding. He's not being smart about that. He's just like, you're different. Let me pull on your ears. Let me put you in a locker. Like, he's not clever.
No, he's being visibly mean, which is, says a lot more about the teachers not doing anything. But that's not beside the point. But the kids are like complaining about it, and they're super strong. Just go over there and stop him, kick his ass.
Yeah, you sit a little bit to the background, do something.
No, I'm not even talking about it. I'm talking about like Pyrrha or Nora, any of them. They're all super strong. They can stop her. I'm sure the girl with the bunny ears has some kind of power, right?
Something.
So why are they just dealing with these? These are supposed to be super strong fighters, and they're just letting this bully do with everything. It makes sense with Sean because he's kind of weak and doesn't have much of anything. But anyone else, it makes no sense with.
No, exactly. Especially because he's like the only bully, it seems like. Even his background bullies are just background bullies. They're not doing anything. They might hold someone down one time, and that's about it.
Well, they hold Sean down, I think, in a later episode, but that's not the point.
Yeah, it's just... Do something.
Yeah. It's weird. I didn't like it. I didn't like that they just did nothing. But anyway, they're supposed to be heroes. Heroes are supposed to stop that stuff, right?
Yeah, no matter what, exactly.
So what did you want to talk about? There was something you wanted to talk about.
Well, I'm looking at it right now. The last frame in this episode, before they cut to the credits, is the bully looking at Sean's character, or blonde haired kid, whoever his name is.
Jean.
Yeah,
Jean Arc.
He's just staring at him, like, in a weird, not in a weird way, but, like, a seductive way. Like, what's going on? Maybe it's, like, reading too much into this, but just, is there going to be something later? Like, a love story with those two later? Is that why he bullies?
No, I think it's supposed to be a glare.
Okay, it's just a bit like animation style, I guess.
Yeah, I think it's supposed to be a glare. I think it's supposed to be, I'm going to get you, Jean.
Okay, so I'm thinking, like, I'm going to get you in another way. Okay.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's all that was.
No, see, I'm looking at it right now. It's just like the smile and the eyes are just...
Yeah, like it's an evil, like, I'm gonna, you know...
It looks very lovey-dovey to me.
It's just drawn weird. I'm looking at it, too.
Oh, okay. Like I said, hey, you know what? Let the audience look, watch it, their minds off.
Whatever. But, so that was part one. Part one was literally just the lunch scene and the little fight in the thing. There's nothing happened in part one at all.
No.
They're just setting up the bully, essentially. This is essentially part one of a four-parter for all intents and purposes.
Yeah, honestly. But it's
only 4 minutes and 51 seconds long, so... Anyway, on to part two of Jaundice. We open up in history class, where we have this hyperactive teacher who likes to drink coffee a lot. He speeds around like Speedy Gonzales or something.
And I thought I would hate this character, but I do enjoy him. He's like, yeah, I kind of like it.
Yeah, he's not bad. We don't get his name, though.
Yeah, I noticed that. I was kind of upset.
We did, because we got Professor Port in the last one, but not this one. But he's got, like, green spiky hair. He has half his shirt untucked and half of it tucked in. It's a weird character.
It reminds me of the character, you probably haven't seen this either, from Mad TV in the back in the old days. There was this man that used to drink coffee. He used to get really crazy. It was just... Same thing. Glasses, a button shirt, crazy hair.
I mean, I've seen a little bit of Mad TV, but I don't remember any of it.
No, you're fine.
But yeah, so he's in history class and he's going over some history lesson. Jean's asleep in there. And then Cardin's picking on him and gets him to mess up a question. And then the girls stick up for Jean, making Cardin look bad. So they both have to stay after class and get extra homework.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much all that happens in that part of the episode. And then after they leave class, Pyrrha waits for Jean and they go up on the roof. And Pyrrha's like, I'm going to help you get better. And Jean's like, you think I need help? He's being a dick, honestly.
Yeah, it's like, don't deny you need help. You're always acting so obviously.
He's like, if I can't do it myself, then what's the point? I don't want to be the damsel. They do say, I don't want to be the damsel. He doesn't want to be the damsel in distress.
Yeah.
Which is a nice little twist on the trope.
Yes.
But, you know, he's every Disney princess ever. I don't want to be the damsel. I want to be the hero. So, you know, it is what it is. But he's up there and he finally admits that he doesn't belong at Beacon because he stole transcripts and lied his way into the school. Which makes sense considering how he's been betrayed.
Makes complete sense.
And... It's interesting that, you know, he is trying to be something that he's not, and he's not actually failing completely, considering he has none of the training everyone else does.
Yeah, for not having any powers or anything of the sort, he's holding his own.
I mean, he's only got a sword and shield, but they also show him as a tactical mind, and that's where I think they're going with it.
Yes.
But yeah, so he's up there and he confesses to Pyrrha, but oh no, they're over Cardin's room, and Cardin overhears the whole conversation.
Because of course, we need that little extra.
Well, this is where this is going. And Cardin says, he's not going to tell anyone, we're going to be friends, Sean, and now you have to do my homework. And that's the end of the episode. Yeah, it's really a setup, two setup episodes for Cardin.
Yeah. I mean, it's not awful.
It's a typical bully storyline, you know. You know where it's going.
Yeah, he doesn't have any depth to him, so.
I mean, it's interesting that Jean is not supposed to be there, and it doesn't seem like he gets kicked out or anything, so.
Yeah, because he's the leader of his group, right, or no?
Yes.
So I feel like the headmaster has an idea that he's not supposed to be there, but he's still testing him, seeing if
right.
he can prove himself.
Exactly.
So I like that.
It's an interesting dynamic, for sure. I mean, it seems like if you want to be at the school, the headmaster's like, okay, let's give you a try.
Yeah, if you can lie, sneak through right through it, and no one else catches it.
Maybe there's something to it, to you, you know?
Exactly. That's what I picked up from this episode.
Yeah. But, again, short episodes, nothing really else to talk about on that one.
No, just bullies are bullying.
Yep. So, That's a t-shirt. Bullies are bullying. Yeah. Anything else to say?
No.
All right, then. I guess that's it for this episode, too.
That was fun.
All righty. Talk to you later. Bye.